Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I am here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, we are in the season of Advent and we're into week two. Mm-hmm. Where we are talking about peace.
We all need that.
We do, very much so. Our world needs
it. Big sigh.
We individually need it. And it's funny that sometimes when we think about talking about peace at a time that for the world often...
So unpeaceful.
Is so unpeaceful. And also at Christmas time when we should be, in terms of our faith, reflecting, etc., there's like this busyness and this rush and this is like, I've got to get it done and I've got to get, you know, buy the gifts and get food ready and etc. And there can be all that rush.
Feel frazzled.
Yes, there can be a frazzle. And yet we should have peace.
How do you then, you know, talk to the people in the war zones right now?
Mm.
You know, what you're saying, have peace, but they're living in an unpeaceful situation.
Mm. Mm.
You know, get bombed whenever.
Yeah.
Running, trying to get food and care for your family and to stay alive.
Mm.
Mm. It's so hard to really speak to. But the peace that God brings surpasses all of that.
Mm.
Of course, God cares about us and our human bodies, and you know, but He cares more for our eternal life.
Mm.
And that's where the peace of God, which it says surpasses all understanding, mm. comes in.
Mm. Yeah. And it is hard for us to talk about the war zone type peace because we have no experience.
We're living in a
that.
Peaceful country we're, ourselves, yeah. but others aren't.
Yeah. That's what we trust in God, that is the peace that He brings, that steadfast peace that despite circumstances around us,
yeah.
we can have peace in Him. That's the peace we're talking about.
Yes.
As much as, of course, we want the peace, other peace.
In human relationships
yes,
and the world
and everything. But it's that peace in Christ, knowing that He has come, He has saved us.
So it's, again, a trust and a promise that He gives us.
Mm.
You know, like we spoke about hope being a trust of an expectation, this mm. spiritual feeling of.
Mm.
Well, in a way, the peace is the same type of thing. It's how do you describe peace when it's, say, to a feeling.
Mm.
But it's this depth within us where it's an unshakable confidence mm. in God,
mm.
in who He is mm. and what He's done and the plans He has for us.
Mm.
You know, you can be in a situation where in your own world there's disease or cancer. You know, you've been told you've got a brain tumour and you've got so many years to live. You've got pancreatitis or whatever it could be. You know, only because recently we had a telethon on our mm. In our city and they raised $80 million for the children's hospital and they go through different people, mm. you know, what the children can have. And it puts on your heart sort of, you know, you're feeling like, well, you're hoping the money that people raise will give these children hope and peace, peace that they may not be cured, but they're going to do the best they can or the research they get might help the next person and help their lives be better
mm.
and the peace for the families. And it's hard to describe it. That's what the peace is, this depth within us that's unshakable confidence
mm.
in God
mm.
and what God will do in our lives.
Mm. So if we take that and say for my own life and each of us will have our individual circumstances, how do I step into that more? I gave the example of the movie that you were with us and you saw it as well, the cartoon of this scene where this little girl
is so stressed and overwhelmed.
Anxious.
Yeah, and worried. I felt like it was such a fantastic depiction.
Yes.
Of people
couldn't
of
think
what
straight.
We go through.
So, yes. Like it's like the breathing gets a thing and she couldn't think straight and the you know, the words were all going around in her mind and it was like a swirl because you saw like a tornado.
Yeah, that's right.
Within her brain.
And I've had times in my life, and I would suggest many people have as well, where it's sometimes just these small things that build up, and then you have this breaking point where all of a sudden you crack it and you start crying or, you know, something just, as they say, breaks the camel's back, over you go. And so it's just this great depiction of that. But yet God doesn't want us to live where we're feeling like that, or he wants us to be able to have that unshakable peace where when that feeling comes, because sometimes those feelings do still come, but we can remind ourselves, no.
But the peace can
I have
come
peace,
in
yeah.
and override those feelings of lay them to rest sort of thing. It's like covering over those overwhelming feelings. It can feel like you're building up, and then the peace of God comes.
And that's why I love that scripture. I'm going to read it again. It's in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. It says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And I love it because it just says, you know what? Just pray about everything.
Yes.
That's like everything.
And God will send the peace.
I also find it interesting. It says, let your requests be made known to God. Because part of me is like, well, don't you know God?
He already knows.
Yeah. But maybe part of it is really us. We need to open our hearts by us saying it to God.
We're trusting in him.
That's the openness to say, hey, God, I trust you in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's really, because he knows it.
Yeah.
But we're like, okay, God,
he knows
I'm surrendering
we need it,
to you.
But are we open for him?
And then he blesses us with that peace. So this week for the weekly challenge, the challenge is throughout your day, when you worry, send up a prayer to God.
Yeah.
And like we've been talking about in this Advent season about building up habits, that can be one that we start to build
work
into
on
us.
Even more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll do it for the first time. Yeah. Yeah.
So that is the weekly challenge for this week. Throughout your day, when you start to worry, then say a prayer. So we hope that has really blessed you, and we look forward to chatting with you again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.